Okay. So first, I'm sorry we missed a few weeks. So I really want to discuss, I want to go through the Dalet Parshiyos. I want to start first with a piece dealing with the Cheder Egel. Very beautiful understanding from the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So it's the first page. Some of them I didn't number them, but you can look on top. It's Reish Lamed Dalet, but it's the first one. So what exactly caused them? How is it possible that we were over at Avodah Zarah? This is a shmuz that Reb Chaim gave in 1971, in Bar Mitzvah year. So Sura Maher min haderecha shetzivisim asu lahem egel masecha. So they ran away quickly. Hine lo arei chet avodah zara kaharei shar chatoim. The chet avodah zara is different than other sins. Shekein afilu atzadik alul lehichashol chas v'shalom b'chet. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's usually something which doesn't happen quickly. What does the Yetzirah do? Hayom amalo asekach, ulamacho amar alo asekach, atchiyom amalo avar Avodah Zarah. Little by little, you get to this point. This was different. They ran away quickly. Asulahem egel masecha. Uvedora midbar dor deyor askinim shabra'u as ha'osos v'hamosim. Asher asa Hashem leparo l'chol mitzrayim. V'zocha l'eroz gilu shchina b'yam suf. We're talking about a generation who saw all of these nisim and neflos. Ad shahoyu marim be'etzba v'omim ze kelebandeyu. It was to a point, by Kriyas Yamsu, they were able to say, Ze keili van vehu. The ra is a shivcha l'hayom ha-shalor u-hanaviyim. Right? The shivcha was able to see what the prophets couldn't have seen. Va'ashe ze ata amdu b'mamed ha-niska v'hanora mamed ha-sinai. U'lepeta naflu me'ikur rama l'bira amikasa shalcheda ege. They're on such a high level, and all of a sudden were able to fall to such a low level. Sarach lahavin, ech shilam hayetzer b'davar she'ena yachol hasis, afilu es hapashish of Yisrael. So how was this able to happen? Vinira, the next paragraph. Levar mahalei chadvar, vayara am ki boshesh Moshe l'retas min ha'or, vayakela am al arom, vayamrei lav kum asei lanu elukim, Asha yelchu lefaneinu ki zem Moshe ha'ish asha ha'lanu meiris mitrayim lo yadonu maha yilo. What happened? Ki boshesh. Boshesh will see. Sheish. They panicked. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Where did he come? Where did he go? Ba'omra chazal. Al tikre boshesh ela boshesh. What is boshesh? The sixth hour. B'shosh ha'ala Moshe l'morom omra lehem. I'm at the end of the 40 days, in the beginning of the sixth hour. L'sof mem yovo, that he will come. What happened? At the end of mem, at the end of the 40th day, bo ha-satan ve'irva v'sa'olam. The satan comes and confuses everyone. Hera demus choshech v'afela, demus anan v'arafel v'arbuvia. Right? Creates this whole traumatic and dramatic environment. Amar lehem Moshe, Rabchem Heichanu, where's your Rabbi Moshe? Amar lo, Alam Arami, he went up to Shemayim. Amar lehem Boshesh, the sixth Ebel Oshkichabo, Hera lehem Demus Mitasa. So what he did, he showed him, they gave him a Demus, they gave him a picture of the death of Moshe. Behind us, Ga'ami le la'aron, ki zem Moshe ish, So this is what Chazal is teaching us. How was it able? How did they fall in the chait of the eagle? Ki mishah sheyatzu mimitzrayim ad ata, hoya Moshe Rabbeinu holuch lefnehem. Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu was always walking in front of them. Manhigim umar lem is haderech. Moshe Rabbeinu took care of everything. He was their leader. And all of a sudden, what happened? They panicked. They panicked. When a person panics, when a person loses himself, we'll give other examples, not simply losing himself either because he's afraid, he doesn't have the bitachon, he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow, or in the next case, when he gets very angry, he just loses his sense of reality and everything could fall apart. L'neged einehem choshech v'afela anam v'arafel v'chol olam kula nasum v'arvuvi gadola. They thought, can you imagine this? They're in the Midbar. They have no leader. They don't know what's going to be. They're in panic stage at this point. Ubirosem kach ibdu eshashtanoseim. They lost control. V'hoyu shvurim uritzusim amavis rabim umanigam adon kol hanavim. This idea, it's a mussar not only for Avodah Zarah, it's a mussar for communities. It's a mussar for ourselves. It's a mussar for a community. Sometimes some tragedy occurs to a community, and they panic. When you panic, you don't make correct decisions. You make faulty decisions. You don't think things through, and that's what happened here. How do you get to the point of Avodah Zarah? A generation that was able to see so many nisim and the flows. Because they absolutely panicked. In the next paragraph, he gives another example. He says, not only this, not only over here, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, but what about Kayin? Kayin, how was it? What happened? Ksiv, Vayi biyotim besod vayokim Kayin el havelachav, Uperish shom betargam yonosim ben uzoyil, Ani Kayin v'om lehevel, Lesdin v'lesdayin. Now, who is Kayin? Kayin knew about the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He spoke to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He was a Navi, per se. And what does he say to Hevel? There's no din. There's no judge. V'leis olam acharon. V'leis l'meisen agatol. He threw everything away. V'adar tamuah ad ma'od. Hein ad hein ha'yo Kayin over Hashem. V'yoma midato osod ha'krovas karbonas. What was he just doing? He was being makriv a carbon to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden the Medrash says, it's all for naught. There's no God. There's nothing. K'moshe kasev ha-rambam v'hayu ha-Kaddish Baruch Hu medabei lov k'kel novi Hashem v'ech nasa lepetza kofar be'ikar. How is it possible? Hine mashmos ha-kasev ha-targum shom ki ha-maisa ha-miyad la'acha shesho ha-Kaddish Baruch Hu l'hevel v'minchoso l'kayim v'minchoso l'osho. He didn't take, whatever this meant, he didn't accept it. He didn't appreciate it. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't appreciate the carbon of Kayin. What happens? He gets so upset. He gets so angry, he throws everything away. This is such a Musa Haska really for all of us. But it says Kol Hakoes Keila Oved Avodah Zarah. Anyone who coaches as if he's Oved Avodah. What is that? It means you just simple pshat. I mean, you give very deep pshatim on that. You know, Kol Hakoes means you don't believe God's in control. This what Reb Chaim is saying. Yeah, in Achinami, you don't believe God is in control. That's why you're getting angry. If you would accept God's decision, you wouldn't be getting angry. But he was saying even more than that. You lose yourself. You lose the ability to make rational decisions. And more than that, you act irrationally. You throw everything. I don't care about anything. Uchadavar hazem mamashi regam lemagadev. V'yetzi ben isha yisraelis. V'yikav ben isha yisraelis. V'kosh av rashi v'shem. What happened? Meheichan yotza. Where'd she come out of? She lost the case. She lost the case, and she was so angry. She was Mekadev. She cursed the Kaddish Baruch Hu. If you turn the page, the Chaim Motzino, this is very interesting, is bring down. I always find this, the Gemara talks about Jesus with Yeshua ben Prachia. So here he says, V'chein matzino etzel oso ha'ish. Doesn't even give his name. Kisherichu Yehoshua ben Prachia kisherah she'ena badregas Talmud. Right, when he pushed him away, Yatzo v'chira v'gidev. Nirisha al af b'sichoso harbe mikomakom kisheha'oya adayin tamido she'yeshua ben Prachia. We're not talking about just anyone. He was a Talmud of Yeshua ben Prachia. You had to be in a pretty high level to get into the shir. How you rochug mechera v'gidev. This is not who he was. So how was he able to get to this point? Ochain, what happened over here? And Cain, Eich miyad yotza v'chir. Ochain, halom harachoka shirichu Yeshua ben Prachia pogamo. As soon as he pushed him away, he got so upset, so angry. It hurt him. Vevila matzav shavu hayo nishma l'chom mi sheyomer lo yetzahara. And that's how the Yetzirah gets. So usually you build up to it, but if you get to a point, which is, if you live in the world, the rational world, so sometimes the Yetzirah gets you. How does he get you on a normal basis? On Monday, he gets you to do this and whatever it is. I'm not going to eat something that's, you know, it's a questionable hechsher. And Tuesday, he's going to say, I don't really need a hechsher on this. I can look at the ingredients. Before you know, by the end of the week, I'm going to eat vadai treif. I'm giving an absurd example. But you see, notice you're doing it almost rationally. What Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is saying is, but there are times that your actions are so beyond the pale of normalcy, you lose yourself, and that's how you could totally throw out, you could be over the Avodah Zarah, and you can make decisions that will affect you for many, many years to come. Then on the next piece here, he talks about, it's a very interesting, so what do you have to do? The answer is, you can't lose yourself. He gives the example by the star. Rebbe, you have a knock at Sefer Kinnis. Kinnis is Eov. I mean, Kinnis, I'm sorry, Kinnis is not Eov, it's Echa. When he says Hishlach Mishamayim Aretz to that pasuk, he let the Megillah fall. What does that mean? Why did he let the Megillah fall? So he goes on to explain what he let the Megillah fall. He said he wanted to show that there is no difference. If you let the Megillah fall itself, that itself is what's the difference in the top or the bottom? So you know what the danger is? How you handle something on the way down. How you handle yourself when your world is falling apart. And that's what he says on the next page. He says, Lochain al Adam lehizar ma'od, im irulo eza yirida mimimadre goso. Something happens, and there is a yirida, there is a falling from your high madrega. And then he writes, Ulami ein riyidasa rachmana latzlan. Everyone goes through this. Everyone has a yirida. I think Mark Dratch, I think he once told me, he walked into a room, he went to visit, he brought his father-in-law, Rabbi Lamb, and he brought him to visit his brother, Maurice Lamb, and they're sitting, and they're both talking to each other, and they're saying, the world has forgotten about us. The world has forgotten about us. That made a roshim with me. Here you're talking about two major, major personalities, especially Rabbi Lamb, right? He was, I remember I used to learn with his uncle, Rabbi Baumel. And he once said to me about Rabbi Lamb, he says, Rabbi Lamb lives a world in a world of malchus, mamish malchus. And if you knew Rabbi Lamb, and if you ever went to him for a Shabbos, it really was a world of malchus. I mean, remember on the Friday night he used to come down with not with a bekeshe, but like a smoking jacket. You know, you felt that it was a regal showing of an individual. And here he is, you know, at the end of his days, saying the world has lost us, the world has passed us by. So it happens to everyone. Everyone, unless you're cut, you know, short in life, it happens to everyone. You're on a madrega, and then you're no longer that madrega. How you handle it is really the sign of who you are. Okay, so that's just the beginning. So what I wanted to deal with, turn two pages to the Imros Taharos, On top it says Shin Samach Gimel. I mean, this is really not... The question is, why do we have the Dalet Parshiyos? There's a progression in the Dalet Parshiyos. We're trying to obtain a certain level. There always has to be a hachana. Before every yantuf, we always speak about if you want to appreciate the yantuf, if you want to have something, there always has to be a hachana for it. And Shabbos itself is covered for Onik Shabbos. You don't just walk into Shabbos. If you want to have an appreciation of the Onik Shabbos, if you want to have an appreciation, a true appreciation of how Onik Shabbos should occur, then you have to have kavod. Kavod is what happens on Friday, preparing for Shabbos. So the same thing is also with all of these Dalet Parshiyos. There is a progression until you get to Pesach, to then you can have the Geulas HaNefesh and the Geulas HaGuf of obtaining what the secrets and what the essence of Pesach is. So first, Isa Ba'alshach. The first idea is the Machzis HaShekel. Isa Ba'alshach HaKadosh Parshal Seinu B'Shem HaRav HaKadosh Reb Shlomo Alkabetz of Lechododi Yefeim V'hu V'kam Apamim B'toldos Levaratam Mitzvahs Machzis HaShekel What is the purpose of Machzis HaShekel? In very simple terms, a chatzi shekel, as you've seen in many of the Mefarshim, why do you give a chatzi shekel? To show that you're alone, that you can't complete without a second half. The first step in order to prepare yourself, or in order to do tshuva, in order to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to feel that you're not complete. If a person feels that I'm fine on my own, you're never going to make a step. Ki e efshe lahem hashleimus behiyosim nifradim ish me re'ehu. It's impossible for them to be whole when they're separated one from the next. Ela kol echad hu rak k'machzis. They're only a half. V'rak al yidei shemischaber im shara nashim yisrael. Only then can they come to completion. The only way this can happen, you have to know it, you have to feel it, you have to believe. I'm incomplete with others, without others. The next speaks about Arches L'Chaim. Also, the Avodas Yisrael says on the same idea, Zayinu kola over ala pikutim machzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh ha'osher lo yarbe v'chadal lo yamit me machzis hashekel. The rich couldn't give more; the poor had to give also a chatzis shekel. What is the beer? It's a beautiful, beautiful idea of also how to look at yourself. Be your inyan b'derech musar, apimad isa b'gemara. Liolam yira adam atzmo ki lechetzav zakai vechetzav chayiv. How do you look at yourself? I should only look at myself as a beinoni. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not a rasha. I'm half-half. Asam mitzvah achas. Ashrav shehechri atzmo lechatzchos. All you need is one mitzvah. Do one mitzvah. You tip the scales. Over avera achas. Machriya atzmo lechavchobo. Rebbe Lezeb, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Lefisha Olam Nidon Acharubo, Vahayoch Nidon Acharubo. Asam Mitzvah Achas, Ashra Shechriyas Atzmo, Vizkola Olam Mekavskos. That's how you should look at it. Vehine, Kashe Yachshav Adam Zos, when a person thinks like this, Vyitin the Negan Einav Shehu Chatziv Zakai, Hine Kashe Yovelagat, Kayim Eza Mitzvah Yargish Ba'asma Shehu Makriya Bezer. Eskola Olam Latova. Also a very beautiful idea. Machzis HaShekel, it's not simply that I realize that I'm incomplete, I need others. I need to move forward to come closer to God, but you also have to look at yourself, that you have the ability to change the world, to change yourself. You have the ability, you have to look at yourself as the Beinoni. This one mitzvah is what's going to change everything. And therefore, when he's involved in this one mitzvah, it becomes very chashuv. And Acharei hamake chashivas hamitzvus, oza yeda mitzvah is machriya. Okay. And then when he says just the next page, and this is how a tzad, what does it mean? Ha'osher layarbu, peyushahu begedet tzadik, don't look at yourself like I'm complete. I'm such a frum guy. That's the source for doing an avera. You think you're so frum, all of a sudden something's going to go wrong. Eli yira atzma odayin chatzi chayiv. V'lachen yeshel hiyel zohir min avera kidei shel lachriya atzma v'zkol lo mitzad chov. En mehadal lo yamit. You can understand it's the same idea, but just the opposite. You shouldn't think of yourself as so far away from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you couldn't accomplish it. So that was the first parsha. First parsha of Shkolim, of Machzis HaShekel, was also that individual, in order to begin the road to change, begin the road to come closer to God, you have to feel as if you are a Machzis HaShekel. The second was Melchamas HaMalek, Parsha Zohar. So Nesiv Shalom asks a very simple question. Amalek, we don't know of Amalek as this huge nation. Who? How many people were involved in this whole war? And what is it? What does God say to Vayom Hashem and Moshe Bechalon and Bechalon Anoshim? Get a few people together. I don't know how much of an army it was. Was it taking all of Klal Yisrael? Vayom Hashem and Moshe in Parshas Bishalach. Why is it also? Why is it such a mitzvah to destroy all of Amalek? Every generation. In Yemechemes Amalek, Shatoros Hakadosh Mamidoso, Kerosh Verishon, La'ovim. These are our primary enemies. Ukemechama Kasha biYosef Kasha LaHalim BePashtus. LaMashu Shemal Yosef Melchem BeMachil. First of all, it doesn't make sense. What is Amalek coming to attack Klal Yisrael? Just came out of Kriyas Yamsuf. Who is this? And then you go to the next parable. Ken Yesh Lomar. Mechamas LaShem B'Amalek Midor Dor. Ma Ini Mechamas LaShem? What do you mean Mechamas LaShem? Harei Kadosh Baruch Hu Makim Melachim Gedolim V'Yarek Melachim Adirim. God could have destroyed him. But what is this real Mechamas? So we looked at the next parable. Ha'olam Mikol Zeh She'inyim Mechamas Amalek L'Hoysim Mechamas Gashmias. It's not simple. We today know this as a Mechamas Gashmias. You know, with Hitler and the Nazis, that was Amalek. It's so interesting how they went about. You know, it wasn't simply the destruction of Klal Yisrael physically, but they also began by destroying in Kristendom, destroying the shuls, destroying the spiritual centers of Klal Yisrael. Because in the Siva Shalom is saying, it's not simply Gashmias. Shalom Atzina Klal Betara Kamen Nehergu B'Mechamazot. It's also interesting. We don't know how many numbers. You know, usually you tell 30,000, 40,000. You always say how many in Purim, 75,000. Why don't we have numbers? Because it wasn't a mechama that we're talking about, a physical mechama per se. Ki im mechamas ruchanias al Hashem, v'mashicha l'tameis klal Yisrael. What was it really a mechama? To destroy the spirituality of Klal Yisrael, Kemoshe Perish Rashi, Asher Korcho Baderach, Shu Lashon Tuma, Shetime is Klal Yisrael. The Iker Materis, what is the Matar, what is the purpose, what is the essence of Amalek? Limnoa es Hatikan Hagomer, Shor Harai Lehiyosaz. The whole world, the purpose of creation, and we'll get to something very beautiful at the end of the Ohr Shalom. The whole world is created for our purposes, is to be taking, the taking only by Malchus Shaddai. Our purpose is to be metaking, to fix the world, to bring it to fruition. Hine tachlis habriya hi olam hatikun. Sharei kadosh baruch hu boras ha'olam lehetev lebrov, kimiderech hatov lehetev. That was our purpose. Ulechola hari olam hu olam hatloz ve'ish es re'ehu chayim bo. Man will swallow each other. El Shekol Tachlis Habriya, Hi Olam Hatikin, Bo Yikurim Mamolovar, said, this moment, when we're leaving Mitzrayim, these are the moments where we are being Mitakin Olam. We were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then Amalek comes to attack us, and therefore, that's the idea. The idea is that they are the Sitra da'achra. They are what represent, which is stopping the world to Mitakin Olam. I think for Pesach, I want to have one of the discussions. I wanted to talk about Shvach HaMoscha. Why is it found in the Haggadah at the very moment that we're saying it? It seems very revengeful at that moment. What is the idea? What is the deeper notion over there? It is somewhat over here, like Amalek, to Shvach HaMoscha, that the Rav explained is to stop. We want to come to the Olam HaEmes. We want to come to create the Mimtaken Olam, but there are things that stop us. But why is it Dafke? Yes, because of Purim, but something more than that. He hints to it over here, because the Amalek is really an idea. There's an Amalek within all of us. They attack us at every time. The Amalek attacks on the spiritual growth of Klal Yisrael, and the Sivu Shalom pours injustice in every individual. You get to a point where you're being able to be metaken yourself. You come to a high spiritual level. At that point in time, there's an Amalek within us that somewhat stops us from succeeding. That's the Amalek that you have to destroy. I think it's part of the idea of why at end of Yom Kippur, the highest moment of the day, here you are, you've been fasting and davening and doing tshuva, and you finally finish, you blow the shofar, you have the kaddish, you feel, I mean, one idea of a hurachim that you're saying at that point because you don't believe you have kapara. I think it could be we say v'hu racham because at that spiritual moment, that the highest time of the day, the Amalek within us grabs us. It somewhat stops the tikkun, it stops the change, it stops the coming closing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say v'hu racham. In the second parshas, Shkalim is to realize that you have to change. The Amalek, the parsha of Zohar, is speaking to the part within us that you have to timche as zecher Amalek. You have to stop that which is within us that's preventing us from moving forward. And how do you do that? The third part is Parshas Para, the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. Points, you see on page Tav Mem Zayin. The second paragraph, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Teres Kushiyasam, Ahuki Yadua, She Iker Cheta Egel, Nitzmach Michisoran Amuna. Picking up, they lived in two different times. It's not that he's picking up Reb Chaim, but it's the idea of Reb Chaim is not something he may have said as the Shmuz, but it's not a Chiddush. But what was the Chisoran in Klal Yisrael? Michisoran in Amuna. V'hainu ki Amuna Nikra Bezman Shasechel Eino Meir. You lack Amuna when your seichel cannot allow you to, doesn't give it light, to give you v'hamoach ein bahir, it's not crystal clear. V'kamada es omar, v'emunascha alaylos. V'dor hazek, asher chatzal lehem Moshe Rabbeinu l'sham shol ketana, v'seichel u'ir lechem kol kach, miyad osu masha osu. V'atikun, hu tshuvas hamishkal, what is the tikun? A tshuvas, it means to be the tshuvas hamishkal, a way to tshuva, his chazkus ha'emuna, to build up your belief. Lahamim b'pshitas, ach shelo neidav lo nasa b'sichleinu. So interesting, the Rav always used to say, during the Inquisition, the Pashut HaMensh, he's the one who didn't convert. The intellectuals, they're the ones who converted. A simple pashuta emuna, belief. And what's the paraduma? The paraduma is that which is a chok. You don't understand the rationale, but afal pi kein namen b'mitzvos Hashem Yisparach. Zehu divrei Rabbi Moshe Hadarshim. Yan, even though sha paruch hu choka below tam, v'lo noda v'nasek shum tam al pi sechlenu, we can't comprehend it. Be'afal pikein, onu mekayimin osa, al keinu tikun l'cheta egel. How is this a tikun of l'cheta egel? In the parsha, you know, the paradum is going to go on to explain. What is the paradum for? It's the metahar tumas mace. It's not the metahar tumas avodah zarah. So how do you get to a tumas avodah zarah? How do you get from the path when it's the lack of belief? Chisor namuna tovo parasha ein lo shum tam rakakol mitzad hamuna v'tikaper l'masa egel. By simply following the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a very almost simplistic idea. What causes a person to be a chote? What causes a person? You look at the mitzvahs and you say, "Oh, this mitzvah makes sense to me. I like it." Shabbos. Who doesn't like Shabbos? Who doesn't like Yontif? It's so nice. All the family's over. All of a sudden, comes a mitzvah that's very difficult to follow. This one doesn't speak to me. I don't have to follow it. The Parsha's Parah. The third parsha was saying, in order to come closer, in order to be making yourself, in order to have hachana for Pesach, what you have to do is the parsha's parah, is to believe in the mitzvahs, whether or not is something which is a time whether it's rational to ourselves or not. So we skip a few pages only because of the time. So Rav Biederman, this is on the parsha's HaChodesh. Also, very nice. So two other ideas I just want to bring down, then we can finish. The Parshas HaChodesh, B'Yalkut HaRim, this is the Chidushe HaRim, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Hevi She'arav HaKodesh Ba'al HaChidushe HaRim Megur, Hoye Omer B'Chahai Lishna, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Ishtu B'Mer Shehakoach Mosur B'Yodenu, V'Kol Nimsa B'Rishusenu, Ve'ilu yodana mahu umashi yesh b'edeinu lasos, lo hayin mevatn mafil rega. Everything is within our hands, what to accomplish. Hine kol rosh chodesh bechlal, every rosh chodesh nisham beprat, shehu rosh l'chol hachadoshim, melami la'adam l'schadesh tam, it teaches you to also renew yourself. V'schadesh, tzricha lehiyoz eitzo kol echad kifi hamasav shu omed bo, and it's where you are and what your level. V'yafen nima be'enav shakulu kol hakitzim v'hu kvar harbe lachto al yisya'ish. No matter how far you are, you should never be miyayish el yischadesh kineshe ne'urav l'schafi b'torah v'avoda. Ki hayamim, because these days mesugolim lahalos nefesh ha'adam mibira amikosa from a level of lowness until the highest of levels. Why was this the first mitzvah given? Many, many different ideas behind it, but he's going to give this idea. Shahashem tzivo sam v'amar lehem ol behiyosim eretz Mitzrayim. And when was he given this? When they were in Mitzrayim, lahoras bezeh, sheish Yehudi harota l'skad l'Hashem Yisparach. There was a dafka was given while they were in Mitzrayim. Why? Where were they? On the 49th level of Tumah. Dafka then, ish Yehudi harota l'skariv l'Hashem Yisparach, lo yichaka ad sheyetze mehabutz hatayvus v'hatumah shehu meshuka bo. Don't wait until you're able to throw off all of the tumas that you've been living through. Start from then. Wherever you are, this was the mitzvah rishonish in the Tava B'nai Yisrael. Kihi yisod l'chol hi yisodos v'avodos. No matter what, you can be mechadesh. This is something you put this in the back of your mind. It's a beautiful, beautiful dvart. What does that mean? You know, we know that you can't. We don't allow to create this, to give karbonis on a matzeva. But he says, don't create yourself into a matzeva. Perusha tzadikim tekoy el adam sheose etz atzmo kimatseva. She dava mutzak the efshel haziza memkoma. Tzeva, you can't move. Don't be like that type of person. Vahenish nishma meherhure yeyush vahu choshe vatoa shikvar oda tegvaso masha hoya hu masha yiye vilo yuchel olishtanas. Don't be the type of a person who thinks whatever I did, it's over. Nothing I can do, I can never make a change. Vahanhagazu sane Hashem alakecha. That's what God hates. Vahenanami dechsev alokei masecha lo sal salcha. What does that mean? Chatichas matecha sha'osim betfus. A statue, but it's like a statue of a face. The nidma be'enav shematzeva doma latav dezushi yevshel shnosa, that you can't make a change. Ki be'avodas Hashem yisparach yesh b'yad kol echad be'echa v'tzchadet shechasek. And that's why also very nice that fish. What are the simanim to that you're able to eat a fish? Mishum makes a kosher. Nami misham shema snapir vakashkeshes kisimani taru mine dogim. Why is that? Kihei misya'an ledogim l'shut negetz rimas amayim. In order to, they were able to swim upstream. That's how you know it's kosher. V'chein ein lecha simen taru gedolim azu. That's a simen of taras. When you go against the stream, you go against your teva, you go against your own matseva to change, kizeh mora al hashtanas v'hiskabras neged hamayim as yidunim, and that's that which is simon, that is the simon of tar of dogim. Rabbi Lehman once said the reason why we dogim, why? Why we compare to dogim? Because dogim swim underneath the water. It's like there's no ayin hara for us. We live in a different world totally. Uvekach yichanes lekal oved Hashem yisparach. K'moshe kazo svas emes. Lefarsh mashikab matan Torah. Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael. Vayalu olos v'yizbechu zvachem shlomim l'Hashem. What do you mean narei b'nei Yisrael? Perush Rashi, narei habchoros. They weren't the narei. They weren't the children. They were the bechorim. They're older. What is a child? Always a child, a youth. You don't give up on yourself. You're always dreaming in the future. What I can accomplish. That's the hischachus. One end just with a. It's not necessarily part of this notion of achodesh hazel lachem. But just a beautiful idea from the O of Yisrael in the Parsha, because we really didn't discuss the Parsha, but Parsha is by Yaakov. How to look at yourself into be mechadish something. If you look on Shin Mem Tes, the Pasuk says, v'hamalacha, after creating the Mishkan, hamalacha ha'yisadayim, it's enough. V'chol hamalacha lasos osar v'hoser. And it was left over. Very simple question. Daya means you just had exactly enough. Hosa means you had more than enough. It's conflicting. Hine lecharish nei teva say the dayim v'hosa heim tarte desarsve. Im alocha mehavos min adavos hamishkan hayirak day lefi hatzorach lemeleches hamishkan im kein lo hosa vim hosar any day. You do lechol maven. So why are you comparing the two? Let's just do a little bit of it. We're running out of time. Hine Hashem Yisbarach Nikra Kel Shakai. What does that mean? Kel Huloshen Tokev Achozek Kamov Eskelia Arzakach. What is Shakai? Merames Al Hashpa Asa Yisbarach Hamachuna B'Shem Shadayim. Nikra Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Shemus Elu Kel Shakai. Hainishu Yisbarach Aviyachum Eskavai. God could. The Hashpa is endless. And how, what does God do? As he's creating the world, die. It's enough. Gvul v'shir me'rov tuva v'chasto hu k'viyocho mitzamtzem oso u'magbilo. He gives it a border. Zedar shel chazal she'omer la'olmo die. Kol dover haba mikol chein sof. Oz Yeshu Cholos Bedavrahu, Lis Rache, Lis Pashet, Ad Ein Shir, Uvigul Eira. If it's coming from the Ein Sof, it's coming from the Kaddish Baruch, it could be endless. But God stops it. Ukasha Oliver Sonny Sparkle Hatsil, Lavrosa Olomas, Oz Hoya Rotan, Lis Pashet, Lishua Gvul, and therefore he stops it. But Hitzruch Hashem Yisparach Lomar Dai. But there is a Vahosar. Not only is there a Dai, he leaves over the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as we spoke before, is an Olam of Tikkun. He said Dai, but there's more to be accomplished. And who was given that ability to accomplish? To Letaken, that was given to man, that was given to the Kaddish, that was given to Klal Yisrael. That we have to be metaking to continue the creation. Ukemochem b'chol midos v'chasadim on the left side. Hu yisparach mashpia l'hakneset Yisrael hayagamken hashpah b'li shum shir ugevul v'erach k'moshe hu yisparach ein sof. L'hayishu yichon l'kabel hashpah machmas she'em bali gevul v'tachlis. But nevertheless, he gives, and that's what the Mishkan it says. There was a endless amount of goodness, but there was a dying. Vahosir is to take the next step. He continues, the Or Yerushalmi says, that's the idea also, in just in Talmud Torah. There is a gvul, there's something that's given to us. It's this endless amount of Torah. There is a dying, and then there's Vahosir. Who is the Hosir given? The Hosir is given to each and every one of us. To be machadish, to continue, to expand, to give another pshat. We get to the Parshiyas of Vayikra, especially at the end of Vayakov Akudei and the Mishkan. And we get to these Parshiyas when dealing with the Kriyam the Mishkan and all the Karbanas, and many people start to tune out. And there's so much Chachma that's involved in every Pasuk in Vayikra. And Oy of Yisrael is basically saying that all of these ideas, all the menorah, etc., every kli, it's a very deep makshava, and every individual has the ability, lahosir. There is a die of where you had to be created. But the deep understanding of every single kli and the makshava behind it, that was left for us to give more and more makshava unto into every generation, and to be mechadesh and to expand upon the deep secrets that's found in all of the kelim. Okay, so that's what I think is just in general, just understand the Dalet Parshiyos, it's a mahalach, it's a progression that a person takes on from beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar and to be mechin oneself through the study of the Dalet Parshiyos and to be mechin and all the other and the dashening of the mitzvahs, etc., until you get to the Hachana. So when it comes to Pesach, we'll be able to understand the deep secrets and the deep messages from Pesach in order to have a Geulas HaNefesh and a Geulas HaGuf. Thank you.